Okay, today our speaker, Chris, will now share his experience for 15 minutes on step 4, page 68, paragraph 2, we trust in an infinite God rather than our finite selves. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. Hi, everyone. I'm Chris. I'm an alcoholic and really wonderful to be here. Thank you, Brandy, for the opportunity. It's so neat that we have Zoom. We have a way to connect around the world and share this message. It's really amazing. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. I think we have people from all over. I wanted to share my experience with you guys today. There's something... When I was considering the topic, nothing was really coming to me. And then I just held my big book. I said, God, what do you want me to share on? And I opened to page 68 and my eyes fell right on this paragraph, the second one. And it says, perhaps there is a better way. We think so. For we are now on a different basis. What does that mean? What's a different basis? Well, I used to be on the basis of living life on self-will to the degree that it could be considered self-will run riot, right? So there's a different basis, the basis of trusting and relying on God. Well, trusting and relying on myself hadn't worked really well. It got me to this work. So that proves that. It goes on to say, we trust infinite God rather than our finite selves. And so part of the challenge, I have done these steps, the BBA way, in a number of times. I've done the steps around money. I've done the steps around alcohol and alcoholism. I've done the steps around creating chaos and being addicted to adrenaline. And in all the different ways I've done the work, the common denominator here is that I am running my life on self-will. I have no concept of what it means to trust God. And for some reason, the book says, and the first step says that we admitted we were powerless over alcohol. So the whole first step is we're looking at powerlessness. I felt that I was powerless, but I also felt like I had a considerable amount of power because I'm able to function in my life. I was able to pull off certain things. Not all of life was screwed up. And so I was confused on who had the power. Was it me? Was it God? What is God? What does all this mean? And so I start reading the book here, and it comes up with this idea of trusting infinite God rather than our finite selves. We are in the world to play the role he assigns. So this takes me back to the third step. I love going, whenever I need a reminder of what life used to look like, I just open the book to page 60 and read through from 60 to 63. That's essentially what life run on self-will looks like. And so it says, I'm here to play the role he assigns. To the extent that we do, that we would think he would have us and humbly rely upon him, does he enable us to match calamity with serenity? It's quite a promise. Being able to match calamity with serenity. And so when I think about this, I can close my eyes and I can just go in for a minute and I can think about what is calamity? What does that look like? That looks to me like my world falling apart, consistently, predictably falling apart when I place my trust in myself. So as I got sober and alcohol was no longer the problem, I was under the delusion that if I quit drinking, or if I quit acting out around money, if I quit trying to control all of life, it was going to be great. No problem. just take care of, remove whatever it is that's causing the problem. And once it's removed, I should be good to go. Well, the truth is, I wasn't good to go. I had taken away my solution. I had taken away the only reprieve I had from an unmanageable situation. And this is what is the difference between sobriety and recovery. This is what I found. There is a difference. And again, in the beginning, I didn't realize that. I wasn't able to see. I thought it was about sobriety. I thought it was about not drinking. And as we go through this book, it tells us right away that this isn't about drinking. This is about connecting us with a power that would solve all our problems. And so, first of all, before I got into this book and before I started going through it in a way where I'm turning statements into questions, I'm able to consider my own experience through looking at the statements of the big book and then asking myself, well, I thought this book was about not drinking. I also thought that if I just cleaned up some of the behavior that I had out in the world, that life was going to be okay. Well, the more I hung out, the more I did the work, the more I practiced this way of life, the more I found that I could, in sobriety, feel more alone, more confused, and more lost than I had been before I got into this work. I got into a situation where I had to make some decisions. I had to stop wrestling with this idea or trying to figure out what God is. I ultimately found out it doesn't matter really what God is. I don't have to define it. I don't have to define God. I don't have to use any of these mental constructs to figure out what it is I'm relying on. All I had to do is really see, through doing a thorough third step, really looking at how I am the director, or I'm the actor trying to be the director. How am I up? I'm up there on stage and I want everyone to see me in a certain way. I want everybody to see me the way I think I am, the way I see myself. The wonderful thing about how we write this, the four column inventory in writing extended third columns, is I really get to see the degree that I'm living out the third step out in my life every day. All these identities, these beliefs, these attachments that I have towards things being a certain way, and the fear that was causing this. So this part of the book is right before, or this is a part of the fear inventory, right? And so when I'm fearful and I'm living life from a position of being afraid, it's not allowing me to have an experience of trusting an infinite God. So again, this takes me even back to the second step. You know, what is this idea? What is this conception of God that I have? And then can I, in step three, turn my will and my life over to the care of this power? And in the fourth step, I really get to look at it. And so what I started to find is when I just surrendered myself to the idea of trusting in an infinite power, knowing that my own power was limited. That's really where the decision was initially made. And some other things happened too. I noticed that I was putting my joy, my happiness on the line every single day by not being able to trust what life was giving me. And I remember clearly it was a day back in the spring of 2021, so not that long ago. I own a business. I've owned this business for 14 years now, and it's been quite the spiritual teacher. If there's one thing outside of doing the Big Book Awakening work that's really helped me live out these principles, that's in my business. And I noticed that when my business was doing well, I was doing well. When my business wasn't doing well, I wasn't doing well. I got to see how emotionally dependent I was on the outside world being a certain way. I had to make a decision that no matter what happens on the outside, the inside is going to be okay. I am not going to let external things take me from this state of joyfulness. I also had to wrap my head around, what is happiness? Is happiness getting more of what I want and less of what I don't want? Is happiness a spectrum? Is there certain degrees of happiness? What about sadness? What about these other emotions? And so I started to understand that happiness was different than joyfulness. I wanted to choose to be joyful. I wanted to make a decision that whether I was happy or I was sad or I was somewhere in between, the state inside of me was going to be joyful, was going to be an expression of me being a part of God, a sliver of that consciousness. And so this started to get me to trust. You know, how many times have we had experiences that we think are terrible? Oh no, I don't want that. But we have the experience somehow. We're going through it and we go through it. And on the backside of it, we go, wow, that was really amazing. I really grew through that. I grew like crazy through that. That experience I thought was going to ruin everything was actually the next step I needed to become free. You know, in the Big Book Awakening, we have Mark Houston, one of the fellows that helped us do the work this way. He used to say, how free do you want to be? I like to ask myself that often. How free do I want to be? Is this state of mind I'm in right now, is this taking me towards freedom, or is this constricting my freedom? So I made a choice to be joyful. I made a choice to trust the flow of life, because that has become my conception of God. God is expressing through life. God is expressing through these situations through me. I'm living them. I'm experiencing them. I can choose. I can choose to do the things I think I don't like as an act of love and as act of service. Or I can continue to resist the things I don't like and push them away. Right? The more I push things away, the less I'm trusting an infinite God. If I'm really committed to trusting an infinite God, then I believe that life is perfect. It's perfect for me. See, the things that come into my life are different than the things that come into yours. This has been designed specifically for me to learn and to grow and to evolve spiritually. 2 more minutes. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. So I had to learn to trust life's perfection. I really also look at my attachments. I look at my aversions and I ask myself, is this a personal preference? Or is this life trying to teach me? Is this life trying to guide me? Right? And when I see these things and I start to see life is more impersonal, then it doesn't cause me as much suffering, doesn't cause me this emotional pain that I used to be in when I was trusting my own resources. When I'm trusting my finite self, the options are limited, right? They're limited to my ability to conceptualize an outcome. When I start conceptualizing outcomes, what do? I get tangled up in fear, get tangled up in drama. Then I got to run around and tell everybody, oh my gosh, I'm going through this and I can't believe it. And why is this happening? I did everything I could to make it not happen. And I just end up being a big mess. I don't want to be a big mess. I want to be free. So judging all these things is a big part of it. So I'm trying to now just receive life. Just be completely open. The things that I think I don't like, I can make them the things I like. There are certain things I like doing, certain things I don't like doing, The only difference is my attitude about it. That's it. I just choose to go and have an experience that's new. I choose that if I'm really trusting and relying on God, I just put my trust and I do it as an act of love. And what happens is I'm surprised. It wasn't so bad. It was actually kind of fun. Wow, I just had a new experience. All the time I'm trusting my finite self, I'm depriving myself of experiences. Now I realize that I learned more through my own failures than I've ever learned through my successes. Then I let the people around me grow. Am I able to let them be who they're supposed to be? I give them the opportunity to do work, right? I heard this quote that I love so much. It says, it's better that we do our work imperfectly than doing the work of others perfectly. See, again, this is the opportunity that business is giving me. It's giving me the opportunity to not steal and deprive others from their own chance at growth, their own chance at failure, their own chance of trusting and relying on whatever it is that they're trusting and relying upon. I'm not out there having to manipulate the world. I'm not having to manipulate all these situations. When I can just come to life as an open, as a clear vessel to just let life express through me, it's great. I'm not driving people crazy. I'm not pushing people away. I'm just letting it come. Letting go of this personality, this mind, this accumulation of concepts and ideas and beliefs, this is what makes up the ego. It's just a big pile of ideas. And I get to ask myself, this work is amazing. We go through the fourth step like this, and we get to ask ourselves, hey, is this a rock I want to have in my backpack? Or do I want to take it out? Do I want to be more free? Do I want to be more light? You know, I want to be light. I want to be free. So I take all the crap out of my backpack and I don't carry it around anymore. I sit quietly in meditation and I observe my mind. I observe that voice. What is it? What is it saying? Is it real? Who is it that's seeing this? Who is it that's expressing life through this body and through this mind, through this personality? I just keep asking myself that. What's behind that? What is behind all of this? And do I want to be identified in these ways? Is it making me free? Or is it making me heavy? All right. So these are the things I think about. I think meditation is very important. It gives us a perspective. So the parts of the book that I really love to look at, 60 to 63. I want to be reminded, what does my life look like run on self-will? Then I go to 84 through 88. This is step 10 and 11. How do I have conscious awareness of how I'm showing up in the world? How can I let go of these ideas I have and start to live life intuitively? Right? How do I just let go? Let go, let go, let go. The more I let go, the more joyful I become. Super simple. And work with others. So develop your meditation. It gives you a perspective. You can sit there in meditation, and when you've quieted the mind, you can be like, oh, I'm not my mind. Well, that's good. There's something behind that. What is it? I look at that. I want to know more about that. And then I carry this message. It's super important to work with others. I've learned more through working with others than I have in it has helped me in every area of my life. So doing the 12 steps, that's only half the program. We need to do all the program. We need to pay it forward. We need to give ourselves. We need to be of service. We need to let go of who we think we are so we can be useful to God and to others. Okay, I'm sure my time is up. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here and to share with you.